Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
M2, what's up?
Shalom.
I just have one question.
Yes.
How is Patty LuPone?
Patty LuPone was awesome. Patty LuPone was spectacular, and she was super chatty and engaging at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Okay.
Okay. You are now an accomplished, published author.
Well,
I am so proud of you. You didn't even tell me this was happening, by the way, until it was like done.
Well, I'm one of those people who don't really believe that anything is really happening until it happens. Like, I didn't believe I was going to get the interview with Patty LuPone until I was probably 30 seconds into said interview with Patty LuPone. And even then, I thought she was going to hang up. So I don't ever believe anything is going to happen until it's happening. But yeah, the book, it just came out today. It is on pre-order, and it officially does not come out until September 9th. So, 9-9.
Screw Patty LuPone.
LuPone.
Wow.
Not LuPone, rude.
Let's talk about the Lady Gaga chapter.
Tell us about chapter 9, Michael,
okay,
please.
It's called Radio Gaga, and it has nothing to do with Lady Gaga. It is literally my homage. It is an ode to you two nerds. And it details basically what I really think of you both. Oh, and more importantly, how my first day on the radio with Scott Parks was almost my last day on the radio with Scott Parks.
Can I now put on my resume that I am a published author as well as the subject of a best-selling novel? How do we feel about that?
I think it's more of a memoir, but of course you can do whatever you want. But you know for a fact that you have 4 minutes because didn't you get 4 minutes with Michelle Obama?
You have 4 minutes. Yes, and I stretched that sucker to 11, Michael. 11 minutes. I thought someone was going to shoot me.
It is the absolute strangest thing when you walk down a hallway and there is some PR wonk with a very important looking clipboard and they literally go, you have 4 minutes with Miss Lopez. And then they shove you in a room and next thing you know, you're sitting in front of Jennifer Lopez and man, as soon as they get that microphone on, that stopwatch starts and you literally have 4 minutes to talk to Jennifer Lopez.
Gotta be prepared.
Who was the greatest interview you ever did and who was the worst?
I know the worst.
Oh, that's probably, you know what? I think Lindsay Wagner was probably my favorite because I was obsessed with the Bionic Woman growing up. And fun fact, guess who has, wait for it, a 4-minute interview with Lindsay Wagner this Sunday?
Stop it.
Me.
Again?
So yes, I scored another one. So that's going to be probably the final chapter in the book. And the worst, oh God, that's a toss up. Andrew Dice Clay was horrific, and I still have PTSD from that. But I think the overall worst was probably Chris Kattan, because I don't know what he was on, allegedly. I don't know what he was on, but he was out of his ever-loving mind. He was sweaty. He was gross. Probably Chris Kattan.
A lot of
and
sweating.
If you Google, fun fact, another fun fact, if you Google or go on YouTube, you can find that interview with Chris Kattan. Like, I don't know. Type in Michael Mackey, Chris Kattan.
Sweaty. Do I use the word sweaty?
Gross. Again, PTSD.
but Michael, you and I were talking this morning, and I find this fascinating. You don't just focus on your celebrity interviews, because when you first submitted the book, can I tell this story out of school?
Of course.
Okay. When you first submitted the book, it was all about your celebrity interviews. And your publisher came back and said, wait a minute, what about the radio gig? What about your sobriety? What about this? What about that? They wanted the personal stories. In fact, there's a chapter in the book called the Sober Whisperer.
Yes, there is. That's literally what my publisher said. He goes, you know, where's the you barely survived a stroke. Where's that chapter? Where's the part about you becoming a raging alcoholic and then getting sober? Where's the part about you giving up sugar for a year? He goes, Michael, I typed in Michael Mackey into Google and it auto-populated Michael Mackey sugar, because, you know, I gave up sugar back in 2019 for that year and I wrote about
where?
It. But anyway, so he wanted a lot more M-squared centric stuff in it, so I obliged.
Well, that's the interesting stuff. You know, we see these celebrities everywhere. Please tell us about you.
Please tell me you did include the line, have you done any crack after you had your stroke? They kept asking him, remember, are you on crack? And he was like, you couldn't talk, but you were like, no, I'm not on crack. However that sounds when you've had a stroke.
Yeah, they were determined to find out what sort of hardcore drug I was on to cause the stroke that I was trying to explain to them, no, I'm a clean teen, and that I was not on any hard drugs. Not crack, not meth, not anything.
Not that, yeah, at all.
Do you
ever
include the story of when I got naked in a downtown Kansas City street?
Whoa.
That's in there. Yeah.
That's the forward.
That is. Well, I wouldn't say front and center, but I would say, yes, that nugget is in there. So, yes.
That nugget and yours.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.